go.
Where are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We have a knight!
Uh-huh.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Knights of Nerditude podcast, a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris Wilcox. I'm here along with
John,
Sam,
and Sean.
And tonight's episode is episode 19. We are going to go over a few topics. We have a small bit of news. We have a summer movie recap. The summer movie
season
is basically over. It's August 25th. And after that, we are doing a list with Sean.
Woo.
Why don't we start off with the recap?
Summer movie recap.
There was a good dozen movies that we had on our list. We made a couple predictions during the preview, summer movie preview podcast, and we saw a lot of them. The only ones I don't think we saw were Warcraft and Jason Bourne.
I think, yeah, some of the Bourne, one Jason. Of us saw like everything else, though. At least one of us.
I think I saw everything except Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that. And Finding Dory. None of us saw Finding Dory.
No.
Yeah, swinging.
No.
Yeah,
no,
there.
Nobody saw Finding Dory.
This is like the number two, three.
Number one. Top,
no, well, of the summer. Of the year, I think it's like number three right now, or like up there.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year.
Number one. Number movies. One of the summer, I believe.
Yeah.
It had, well, I think it's the year.
I think of year, I think number one was Civil War, number two. Really?
No, yeah. It's like Zootopia.
Yeah,
all right, so let's go.
No, Zootopia was number two.
But anyway, why don't we start off with this?
This is super interesting.
Top five box office. I'll go over the list, 1 through 5. This is for the season, which is for the year, because nobody tops these. Number one, Finding Dory. Made $916 million.
Okay, these are what, worldwide or U.S.?
These are worldwide. If you go if you Civil War, for instance, is number two. Gross, it's the most. But in the U.S., it's number two.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. Number three, Secret Life of Pets. Number four, Suicide Squad.
Mm. Okay.
Number five X-Men Apocalypse. So
That's the surprising one, because that didn't get hyped too much.
Yeah, I think just the thing with X-Men, it has like such a low floor, such a high floor that like, I mean, I don't think there was ever going to be a big difference if like X-Men was awesome or if it was
people are
what it was, which was, you know, kind of run of the mill, maybe a little above average. Like, people are going to go, X-Men puts the people in the seats.
Yeah, I agree. So of the movies that we've seen, what was your, let's just start off with a favorite. Sam, what was your favorite of the summer season?
Of the summer, I'd probably have to go with TMNT. No.
All right. Say number one and number two, because I have a feeling number ones are going to be.
Well, Civil War.
Yeah.
I mean, that started off the summer strong and then just. Whew,
all right. Then what was your number two then?
My number two, God. It was kind of a really big fall off since that. I don't know.
No,
like, I'm looking at your list and I'm waiting for something to just stand out.
So nothing, not even Independence Day.
It would
TMNT.
It would probably end up being Apocalypse, but like, I wasn't that impressed with that.
Okay.
It was better than the other ones I saw.
All right, Sean.
Okay. So number one, Civil War. It's kind of hard. Like,
yeah, that's why I'm saying
which. As I said, on Box Office Mojo worldwide, Civil War is number one.
No, I know. I explained that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Maybe I was elsewhere. But, yeah, so, Civil War was by far the best, I think, of the summer. This summer was just so disappointing, because we were so excited for Independence Day. That sucked.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad, which was supposed to be like the saving grace of DC, that was a disappointment, even though people are still going to see it. I don't know how. or why, but it's still like it was still a disappointment. We all pretty much had decently high hopes as a group. We had high hopes for this movie.
Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. I put it up there. I thought it was going to save him.
I thought it was going to be at worst like a nicer mess than it was.
Yeah.
What was your number two?
I don't know.
See, it's hard.
See, it dropped off, right?
It's a huge drop. I mean, I really like, I did like Secret Life of Pets. I did like that. But I mean, I would put that on the same boat as Apocalypse, where it was enjoyable.
But forgettable.
Honestly, there's like one scene I remember from Secret Life that I laugh hysterically at. Other than that, and it's the snake scene. And like, if you've seen the movie, you'd get it. And I laughed my ass off on that. But I mean, other than that, it was pretty much a forgettable summer or a very disappointing summer. And might I add, we were supposed to go see Warcraft if Chris was going to go to Warcraft. And you never did.
I know. Yeah. I always wanted to go.
That's
during the
reason
weeknight.
Why we never saw it.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, we can. We'll give it a nice DVD or Netflix review when it comes out. I was never
live screening.
Spend
money. Can we do a movie. Live screening podcast of that movie?
Maybe.
Big
league tease.
But
right
the
there.
Thing with Warcraft is it bombed in the U.S., but overseas it made like $300 million.
Oh yeah,
like it made a ton of money overseas.
We might get a second one.
Yeah, well,
that's what they said about
rumored?
Dragon Ball, but we never did.
Dragon Ball Evolution.
That's still in the works, Sam. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it.
I just want that to be made because of how hilariously bad that movie
was. Oh, it was awful.
It was so awesome. No, it was an awful
movie. I'm sure Warcraft is pretty hilariously bad, too.
It was. Although, I bet you it's one of those so bad it's good movies.
Although, on that theme, I did laugh my ass off at TMNT.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were moments.
Right? That one shocked me a little bit. I didn't think it would be that good, but it wasn't bad.
Like we said with TMNT.
Well, I meant unintentionally laughing at
it. Yeah, oh no. Well, it was a movie that was like the plot synopsis was written for the fanboys who were in their like 20s, 30s, 40s.
Says the man wearing
the TMNT shirt. Yes. The plot synopsis was for them, but it was written for 5-year-olds to get the jokes. So it was like,
and I got all of them.
Oh, well, obviously, when they were like farting on each other, I was like, oh, God.
I'm a big kid now.
So you didn't have a second then.
I basically, it was like Civil War was by far number one. Number two and /3 was Secret Life and
Apocalypse.
And Apocalypse. Right. And then it just all dropped off from there. It was all pretty bad. All
right. What about you, John?
My number one movie, like I said, we didn't talk about it on the podcast at all. I really like the movie The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling.
Was
Not
that
at all.
Good?
Yeah, it was great. It's the same guy who did like Lethal Weapon and also Iron Man 3, Shane Black. It was just solid. Outside of that, man, like, yeah, Civil War was probably a notch above all the other ones. But then, I mean, I'm pretty much at the same place you guys are. If I had to pick a third one, I'd say Star Trek, maybe.
Yeah, my number two is Star Trek. Yeah. It would have to be. I think.
I didn't see Star Trek. So.
I think Star Trek got a bad rap because it was in between Independence Day.
A lot came out like in that like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's just bad timing. 4th of July weekend was the weekend after. It just seemed like it was wrong.
No, it came out right after Ghostbusters.
Yeah, and it came out right after Ghostbusters, even though not a lot. Well, I guess it still had a decent opening weekend. Nothing really to brag about. And then it was before 4th of July weekend, and then right after that was
Dory?
Independence Day? No, I don't know.
No, Independence Day was like right before. Well, yeah.
Either way, there were 3 weeks, and it was around it. I just think it got a bad rap.
Yeah, I think like third place, Chris, you probably had the same conundrum I did. It's like, what did you prefer, Apocalypse or Star Trek?
It was either that or Star Trek. Yeah. I like Suicide Squad too, but no way would it compare to those other two movies. But and the funny thing to note about Star Trek is it's not open in China yet. It's
really?
Number
They're so weird.
It's number 6 actually, gross world.
I remember when the last one came out, like it opened in the US, like practically last. Like it was in like Australia and the UK for like a couple weeks before it was in the US. Just like weird how how they do that sometimes.
It's different. September 2nd.
Why is
it
not just released?
No idea.
Like all at once.
No, I don't know. I think, honestly, what it probably is slotting for stuff that they think is going to do better from, like, domestic movies that we've, like, you know, Chinese domestic movies that they think probably would, you know, bump up against it or something like that.
Maybe.
Plus there probably is, like, a censor process they have to go through.
I understand China, but, like, the UK and Australia.
They have censors
like,
over there,
do
too.
They?
Yeah. Like,
yeah, but, I mean, these movies are done. Right. I mean, to get, like, the infrastructure to, you know, produce the film and all that. I mean, they've got to have like final cuts. Like, yeah, I don't know exactly how long in advance. I'd actually like to know, but I'd assume at least like a month or two.
Yeah, but you know, there's also probably idiosyncrasies about all this that we're ignoring.
In China? What?
No. But I mean, just like around the world.
This is probably. Tune in for John and Sam's economics podcast about command economies.
All right, so let me just run over a few numbers, and then you guys can just chime in if you just any thoughts.
Okay.
So just some numbers to point out in certain movies: The Conjuring 2, $40 million budget, $319 million gross worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Big.
Well, I mean, yeah. What was it competing against? There was really no other horror movies out at that time.
Yeah.
So.
It's a summer. It's PG-13.
The closest horror movie was a month, 3 weeks later. The Purge, election year.
Which that did decently.
$10 million
well.
Budget, $102 million worldwide, which is phenomenal for that. And then 3 weeks after that, you had the Lights Out movie, $5 million to make, $110 million worldwide gross. So those are just insane numbers for that.
Boy, they're just going to keep making those movies, aren't they?
Yeah. So on another note, we were all wrong with our flop of the summer. All wrong.
What did we say? Warcraft?
We said Warcraft. Yeah. I said Alice Through the Looking Glass, which I don't think that was a flop.
No, because of
foreign. Yeah, foreign. Well, gross. It was a big flop. But Ghostbusters was a flop. They lost money, obviously.
Yeah,
but it wasn't the flop of the summer.
Well,
the flop of the summer so far. It's only been out 2 weeks. Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
To be fair, I don't think we talked about Ben-Hur.
No,
we didn't.
Because
we didn't.
Yeah, who the fuck wanted that movie?
Yeah, right? So the budget, these numbers baffle me. The budget for that movie, $100 million, not including marketing.
They didn't market it all that much, did they?
I don't think so, but
It almost felt like the studio just knew this sucked, so they're just like, okay, let's just hide this.
Yeah,
and hope
it was in a weird spot, like at the back end, like at the very, very back end of the summer. Like, not usually like your top line stuff's coming out.
I don't even remember seeing a trailer for it until
recently, like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I think I saw one at the beginning of War Dogs for that.
And then Star Trek, I think, had one.
Yeah,
and that was about it.
Yeah,
I don't remember seeing anything.
I don't think
then.
There was like much marketing.
I can't imagine.
I saw one like a year ago. That was like my first thing.
It was probably just from Comic-Con.
Yeah, it was probably from something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was probably just from Comic-Con. But so far, it's been out. Granted, it's been a week. It's just been a week. So you can't really say much. However, this opening weekend in the U.S. was so fucking atrocious that it's going nowhere from here. It might actually increase. The first movie ever to actually increase in second weekend, aside from like Batman. But $13 million.
Yeah, that's
$13
bad.
Million yeah. U.S. 13. On $100 million budget. What's even worse is that the gross worldwide was $26 million.
Yeah, they're gonna take the L on that one.
Atrocious,
oh, yeah.
As they
and
say on the street.
I believe that was Paramount Studios or Paramount Pictures. So they for the next 2 years. Are gonna possibly have write off like a huge write off on their on their books since it's gonna be bad.
And, yeah, that was that's bad.
Hey, if Morgan Freeman and Dreads can't save you, nothing can.
Yeah. So out of the summer list of all the movies, even the ones that we haven't seen, do you guys want to see a second one of any of them?
Yeah,
or of next one.
Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
So do we want to find? Do we want to like a Finding Bruce or Secret Life of Pets 2?
I feel like Secret Life of Pets 2 is going to happen.
Angry Birds 2 is already released. They announced, so don't even look that way.
Yeah, well, because kids like that.
Sausage Party. Supposedly that movie was hilarious.
I actually watched it.
You did?
Was it? I did watch it. Okay. Great idea. Great idea. Like watching it, I was like, this is such an amazing idea. Like I love the plot summary and everything else. The problem that I have with it is, first of all, I don't find that crew entirely funny. And they came across the problem of, hey, we're making an R-rated, like, animated movie. Just swear. So it was like, I fucking fuck this fuck room fuck. I'm like, that's not funny. And you, like...
So Danny McBride was in it?
There's one way to be like, this is funny because that character is doing it. It's another when every character talks with fuck being the other, every other word. It just gets annoying. I mean, there were some highlights from it. Nick Kroll as the douche loved it. He was hysterical. Edward Norton was the bagel. He did an amazing Woody Allen impression. I didn't even know it was Edward Norton till the end. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. That was Edward Norton. But like,
you say Ed Norton.
Sorry, Ed Norton.
Edward Norton. What are you, mom?
Just put the third Hulk.
But like, it had more promise than it came out with. I think it was put in the wrong writer's hands.
But they did the movie.
They did the movie.
No, I know that. I know, like...
Like, it doesn't get made.
It's one thing where it's like, here's a plot. Oh, I like that. Write the script. And they were just like, let's just get high and throw in, like, 300 fucks and we'll call it a day.
Okay.
Like, it was just... The script was what was lacking. The plot was
It's about
awesome.
A hot dog that wants to fuck a hot dog bun.
Well... A little bit. It's not quite that, but
well, the trailer doesn't show anything whatsoever. If I'm watching a rated R animated,
it's
movie.
Literally food. Like there are like religious undertones and whatnot. Like the food believe that the people are going to take them to the great beyond where they're going to be pampered and everything. And obviously, it turns out no, people are going to take them to eat them and they will die.
Then he takes a boat ride through Vietnam and slowly descends into madness.
Oh my goodness!
No, it was. I mean, I wouldn't be like this was the funniest movie of the summer that I've seen, but I'd be like, you know, it's worth watching. I would give it a watch, kind of thing.
No, I'll watch it.
Yeah. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
All right, and then Lights Out is already getting a second one. And I'm
lights on.
Yeah, you know, this one's gonna be lights off, or this one's gonna be
lights off.
Darkness Falls 2.
Oh yeah.
I'd really like to see them make a sequel to Civil War. That'd be cool.
Nah,
ain't gonna happen, John. I'm sorry. It was a one and done kind of thing.
The Marvel Civil War cinematic universe. Never.
Just spinoffs of that.
That was on the airplane, by the way.
Civil War was?
Yeah, I watched it on the plane.
Oh, that's a good airplane movie.
I definitely cried at the end again. And, oh God, I gotta stop doing that. I really need to, like, get my man card back.
Yeah, everybody cries on an airplane, though, when you watch a movie. That's like a thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, I don't feel
like,
so
like,
bad then.
Like, your highs and your lows are so much...
All right, then I feel better because I also cried on the way back when I was watching Star Wars.
Yes.
The Force Awakens when
oh
Han Solo.
Oh, my God.
Emotional mess. The Flash has been off for a few months. I haven't cried in a while, so
it's all built up.
It's all built
sadness.
Up. October. I have to wait until fucking October for the Flash to come back. All right.
All right. So
the Purge 5. I'm sorry. I scribbled that out. The Purge 52 is coming out.
52.
Yeah.
What's
the fact that they made so many?
Oh, okay. So it's the fourth.
And this thing got over 100% return easily.
Oh yeah,
1,000%.
Honestly, it's a good idea, and they finally did it right.
Right,
like
that was pretty.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it, but everybody, all the reviews. like being so close to Woonsocket, I like kind of like surprised that we didn't go see this movie, but just to be okay. Like, I remember that landmark and yeah, that one.
I had no interest of seeing that movie. Nope, so
couldn't.
I'll see it when it's like released on demand.
Yeah,
honestly,
and then we could have filmed that shit in my house, and I probably wouldn't have seen it.
Like when that guy does the line, like we have to take care of that senator, and I'm just like, wow, that was a terrible read, and you put that in the trailer. I'm done.
All right. So any other closing comments about the summer movie season?
It was very disappointing.
Numbers were down.
Numbers were up. From last year, numbers were up. People were actually going to see this. The problem was like 25%
going to theaters in general.
Yeah, people were actually going. It's just they were going to see like three movies.
Yeah, it's all those animated movies. Literally, that's
Secret Life, Dory, Captain America, and Suicide Squad.
Zootopia too.
And no, Zootopia was Zootopia was February or something like that. But it was literally those like four movies that everybody went to go see. Nobody went to see everything else. So numbers were up as a whole, but it's because people went to go see those movies.
Okay.
Makes sense.
But the thing with this summer, though, like just fucking everything was a disappointment.
There was no real standout. Yeah.
Was there a single overachiever? Like, I don't even think, I wouldn't call Civil War an overachiever.
No, it was on par.
It delivered what you thought.
Overachiever. I mean, I think for some reason, I really think horror movies did very well this summer.
Yes, they did.
Right? You had The Shallows with Blake Lively. That movie made a lot of money.
They talked comparatively about, like, that to movie the budget for a couple days.
Conjuring 2, Purge, obviously. Lights Out. I mean,
what? Give me some Purge numbers. What did the Purge make?
Purge, $10 million budget. Made $80 million domestic, $102 million worldwide.
That's a good haul.
That's a very good haul for a horror movie, a low budget horror movie. Well, granted, you don't make horror movies for a lot of money.
Yeah,
so
they're all low budget.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big budget horror movie.
What was disappointing? Not disappointing, but it's shocking in a way. The Big Friendly Giant.
Oh yeah, that
140 budget, 50 domestic, 150 worldwide. Wow, so they just barely, without I'm sure they didn't make money with advertising.
No, Spielberg's like living in his own world of like, oh well, this will make money, and like I've got a shitload of money, so this movie's gonna get
made.
It
was such a perfect like combo. You had like Disney, you had a children's film, you had a great director. It's just something
awful title.
Yeah. Well yeah, all I could think of was Doom.
I was thinking of like big
BFG
fucking
is it also, Big Friendly Giant.
You know what, it also doesn't help that Tarzan came out that same weekend.
And how did Tarzan do?
Tarzan did, what are we, 7, 8, 9 overall.
But how bad was it?
It was 180 budget, 125 domestic.
180?
Yep.
Jesus.
And plus advertising. So they advertised the shit out of that.
They either just barely broke even or lost money on that.
352 global.
Oh, global.
So yeah. I mean, I think they made some money.
They probably just about broke.
But yeah, but will they make another one?
There's no chance. I just watching the trailers for that, I'm like, why is there like giant big battles going on in Tarzan? Like, I didn't understand that. Yeah,
because it's weird. A movie that's made in 2016.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
they gotta put asses in seats. Like, no one's gonna go see a fucking summer movie about a guy trying to find his humanity, like swinging amongst the trees. Like,
what other ones just that we talked about?
That
Independence
translate.
Day. I didn't give numbers on Independence Day. 165 budget, 382 worldwide. Only 100 gross. Domestic, I'm sorry. Yeah. 100 domestic. So it did not do well.
No. That's a break-even.
Especially with the amount of advertising it did.
That's a break-even.
It did a lot of advertising. And it was a disappointment, too. We were all looking forward to that.
It wasn't a disappointment. I was excited for the movie, and then you guys just wouldn't stop giggling.
It was funny.
No. When they're walking up to something, not funny.
There were so many instances that were just so over the top stupid.
Yeah, well, it was fairly ridiculous.
Can I ask you guys a question? Because I don't think I was here for the 4th of July podcast, or when you guys were talking about that one. What movie like would you compare it to most as far as like quality? Or like as a yard marker here, like better or worse than Battleship?
Better.
I would say on par.
Wait, Independence Day?
ID4.
The second
ID4 2.
No one in the world calls it an ID4.
No,
I'm just saying that's a total fucking like invention that they fucking pulled over our fucking wool over our eyes with that. Okay,
wake up, sheeple.
Don't scream in the mic though. But yeah, wake up.
They have to wake up, John.
Yeah, but anyway,
I'd say it was better than Battleship.
Yeah, it was better than Battleship.
What would you say it was like on par with?
Oh, God.
Independence Day?
And yeah, the second one, obviously.
Like,
I'm going with
Transformers 2, maybe.
Yeah, it's a movie that have no reason to go see again. There's no reason for me to watch that.
It's kind of so.
What about Transformers 2?
You it dragged you in to go see it because it was the second one, and the first one was cool, but
yeah, I would put it on par with 2.
Okay.
I'd say, 60% of people probably like that movie, the new Independence Day, and then 40% just didn't like it. Okay. Not hated it. Some people think it wasn't good.
Yeah, I would say there was like no hatred towards the movie. Yeah. I didn't hate it. I was severely disappointed in it and what like I was expecting something a lot better. And like I said, it wasn't bad. No, it wasn't bad, but it was just
Where was the natural progression?
I would easily go back and watch the first one. I don't think I'll ever go back and watch this one. But I'll just kind of forget that it
for
exists.
Next episode, you come up with the idea that's better than what they had.
Deal.
Please do so. Because, just follow... What else would they have done? Would they have said aliens come back again?
I think they did. Yeah, no, they were on a right track.
Spoiler alert, they came back.
Yeah, they were on track with like them coming back, but there were just so many choices that they made that were just so stupid.
Yeah, there's some stupid things like actually having, president die for nothing, essentially. Yeah,
that pissed me off. That actually pissed me off.
That's stupid, but...
Or the alien queen being like 350 feet tall, whereas all of her drones are like 5 feet tall.
Okay.
Well, you didn't get
the space science right.
Well, they were more like 10, so, get your facts right.
Queen bees are always bigger than the worker bees.
Right, but that's usually the egg sac.
But they're aliens.
All right.
We can have this debate for an hour.
Just to finish up. Yes, we definitely
can. But they're aliens.
All right, so let's finish this up. No other comments on the summer movie.
Sam, you haven't chimed in.
It's just been such a disappointment. Like, there's just nothing.
Yep. It's a disappointing summer. I think we're all in agreement.
I got a two-word summary. Do better.
Do better. Okay. Makes sense. I don't know if we'll be doing...
Less than a year, Hollywood. Do better.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll be doing a fall movie preview or a winter one because TV is the main dominant force in fall.
TV is fall, but like now is when you start seeing those Oscar-worthy films.
Yeah, like the actual good stuff.
Yeah. Like Arrival. Anybody else excited for Arrival?
Yeah, that looks fucking great. Did we talk about that last time?
I think vaguely.
Okay.
I think we barely touched upon it.
We could do that next week.
Well, the trailer happened.
The trailer came out. All right, so that does this for a summer movie recap. Something I found out, not found out, but I saw on Twitter today, the number one thing trending was TV shows, or hashtag, I'm sorry, TV shows that I miss. So I thought it would be a good thing just to say what TV shows we miss in particular. And if you are a fan of those, anybody who's listening, if you're a fan of those, send us an email about it. And maybe we can get a discussion going about how awesome said TV shows were. Because some of ours are old, and some of ours are fairly new. So why don't we do just one or two TV shows that we miss that are not on TV anymore? Obviously they're on DVD or VHS or online or wherever, but, let's go with Sean. Let's start with me.
TV show I miss, cause I miss the new ones coming out. However, this TV show is actually coming back. It's Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah.
I miss staying up late at night. Watching the Sci-Fi Channel, waiting for that new one to come out and watching it and just laughing hysterically, even though maybe it wasn't a good episode, maybe it was. It doesn't matter. I really miss Mystery Science Theater 3000 and like that cast. Like whether you're talking Joel or Mike, like, it's such an amazing show.
And they're coming
show.
Back, too.
They
right?
are coming
Is there
back.
A date on that?
It'll
be next year, I think.
I think it's next year. They've got, what, 12 episodes? They got enough for 12 episodes.
And it's going to Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, Felicia Day is the new Forrester, right? Am I?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Who else? Patton Oswalt is in it. So it's, and then Joel is writing for it, which that, like, I don't know, having
and then Joel is it Joel McHale?
Yeah,
Joel McHale's in it too. He's like in everything, right? Like lately, that's like blast from the past. He was in X-Files, now he's in this. Like, I don't know, but yeah, not having Mike Nelson being the head writer. I it'll be interesting seeing how that works out.
Yeah, hand it over to somebody new.
Right, but I mean, he's still doing his thing with
Riff Tracks
and
but see how somebody else does. It's not really hard to do scripted writing for.
Yeah, but you have to get their comedy.
Like, I'm sure, but it's, you know,
you have
a lot of funny people.
I'm sure too. It's not somebody who liked the old one won't necessarily like the new one because it's a bunch of new people and new kind of comedy. Like I
new kind of humor.
You need to take it for what it is. It's Riff Tracks.
It's Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah, it's MST3K. But all they do is just comment over movies.
Right.
With funny comments.
But
you need to take it at face value. That's
right.
What it is.
Right. But I mean, you have to you have to enjoy the jokes, is all I'm saying.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
That's
going to be a particular kind of humor.
And
that's
the thing that Mike Nelson brought to it. But anyways, who's
and
next?
Second one? Or are you?
No,
the one
I'm
you
going with
most?
One. I'm
just
going
one?
With one okay. for now.
All right, John, what about you?
Yeah, well, Sean had a great answer with MST3K.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Luckily, that actually is coming back. One that my pick, which also is coming back, maybe possibly in some form, shape, or fashion, is Deadwood. Which I don't know if any of you guys ever saw, but it's fucking great. It's like a Western. It was on HBO. Well, I shouldn't say like a shitload of people are in it, but. It was awesome, and it was one of those shows that fell victim to the writer's strike and never really got any sort of an ending. Like, I know, like, these days, it's sort of like, you know, every show seems to be able to call their own shot and, like, go out, or, like, know when they're getting canceled, so, like, there's always some sort of resolution to it. Unfortunately, with this one, it's like they, you know, ended the third season, they had, like, a writer's strike, other shit sort of happened, and then they just sort of decided they weren't going to make anymore. And it kind of, like, sucked. But sounds like they're going to make another movie, make a movie, which would be fucking awesome. So.
No, Deadwood, that follows what, Wyatt Earp? Is that who it follows?
No.
No,
well,
Wyatt
Earp shows up.
Right.
Buffalo Bill is in the first season.
Okay.
I mean, primarily, it's just about the town of Deadwood, and there's, you know, people like Seth Bullock, who was like friends with Teddy Roosevelt, who's like essentially the sheriff figure. Al Swearengen, who like runs the like main saloon, and who's like one of like my favorite just like TV characters of all time. It was played by Ian McShane, who was in that weird spinoff Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
It was also he was the Septon in Game of Thrones, the guy who showed up for one episode and then got hung. So,
and I know who you're talking about. All right. So, Sam.
The only one I could really think of, and like this show had a good run. It did all that it could, but like I still enjoyed the hell out of it. Was 30 Rock.
Yeah.
That was a really funny show. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I it's not that, like, I, like, want more out of it. It was just, like, I just really enjoyed that show.
Okay.
Yeah. Little short thing for you.
But, yeah. Mine would be Fringe, the J.J. Abrams brainchild for TV.
Okay.
All those, like, it was second X-Files.
Yeah.
It was the second X-Files. That was a fantastic show, and I fucking pissed that it got kicked off the air. I mean, they finished it off. They closed it out. J.J. Abrams said, "I'm going to be the shit in 6 years directing Star Wars, Star Trek, and all these other fucking movies. You better let me finish this off with 6 or 7 episodes in the final season." And they said yes, and I was happy for that, but it's the show I miss the most.
Yeah.
All right, so that That does that.
It well, was just hold on. I got one more.
One more.
Because we're not a nerd podcast unless we mention it. Firefly.
Yeah.
Firefly. Now, I came into that show late after it was canceled. After Serenity came out, I watched it. Then I watched Serenity. And, like, there's a part of my heart that's missing that Firefly took away. And every time I see a cast member from Firefly and Serenity, I'm like, oh, why can't we do that again? Because it was such a great show and a great movie.
Here's a thing for you.
This doesn't start off well.
But do you think part of the appeal to that is that it never got a second season?
Probably.
Like, do you, like that's what I've always felt about these like one-off shows that get cult followings. Is it's like, yeah, you didn't have a second season to ruin it.
Yeah, like people would have said the same thing probably about Heroes if it went if it only went one season. Yeah,
well, here's the thing though with Firefly is that it got Serenity. It got that movie, and that movie lived up to the TV show, and it answered a bunch of questions from the TV show, even ones you really didn't ask, but it explained different things, and like it was awesome and sad, and like everyone was back.
I still think that's crazy of like, okay, we couldn't sustain like 12 episodes or whatever of this TV show. Let's just make a movie now.
Yeah. Well, because Joss Whedon actually like started making a name for himself outside of Buffy and Angel. And like, they were like, okay, I guess we'll give you the money to make a movie for this. I mean, it's making money off of DVD sales, so why not? And oh, man, that movie was great. I love that movie.
And another one I missed. I'll give a second one.
Okay.
And I just thought of this because you mentioned the one season after canceling one season. So there was a show that came out in 2013 called Almost Human.
Oh, okay.
With Carl Urban and Michael Ealy. And it's kind of like RoboCop. You know, it's a robot. Yeah. It's a robot or okay. AI. And then he's a cop. Along with Carl Urban, who's a real cop.
Yeah.
That show was pretty good. I liked it. It was very good, you know, DVR a few episodes, watch them, and you can kind of do a mini binge. So it was great. And then it sucks because it got canceled because obviously nobody watched it. But I think it was in the Friday night slot, which,
yeah,
let's face it, is kind of the worst slot to have.
I don't know. Tell that to Emmy Award-winning show Blue Bloods on CBS.
I never watched Blue Bloods.
Is that the one with Tom
Selleck?
There you
go. You're not a parent.
Yeah. All right.
Hang on. Was that the one with Tom Selleck?
Yeah, Tom Selleck and Donnie Wahlbangers.
The one that the Friday night show I think that actually fits this podcast, aside from the sci-fi shows, I think is Grimm. I think is the only other Friday night slot show that could actually fit within our realm of what we would talk about, not Blue Bloods.
You don't want to start a Blue Bloods podcast?
You and Sam can do that if you want.
All right. That's another spinoff podcast we got going.
There you go.
I am all in for anything Tom Selleck.
And you Mr. were Baseball. All in Tom Selleck.
Yeah,
it's the mustache. It's the mustache.
It is.
Serious pitch
does it,
here.
Does we it should tickle your thingies when he goes down there?
Sam, we could get our hands on all the Magnum PI episodes. We should just do like 30 minutes, just quick bang out two reviews. We should do it, man. Yeah. Like it's like a you're summary.
That's thing. A lot of Tom Selleck. That's a lot of Selleck.
That's not enough Tom Selleck.
Okay, all right. All right, so that was just it. It caught my eye. It was the number one trending thing in Twitter, and I thought it was a cool topic. So let's get to the news topics for about this week, about a week and a half. In the news recently, the Russo brothers were interviewed, and they basically confirmed that they were trying to introduce a bunch of new characters in the Civil War movie. And in this case, they brought up, the brothers brought up Red Hulk.
Called it.
Yep. And that's why I brought this up in the discussion, because remember we were predicting who would be the cameo.
You said
Red Hulk, and you know, they were discussing Red Hulk. So they were considering.
Why would you bring back Thunderbolt? Like,
Right? Yeah, it, that's like, that's the, what it was.
Why not?
So Thunderbolt Ross, the general, is the Red Hulk.
Right, the and then War. The fact that
well, not
Thor is going otherworldly at this point with yeah. Ragnarok, why not introduce Red Hulk?
Exactly. But also another thing was the Iron Spider, the metallic yeah. Spider-Man suit,
right.
Which was in Civil War in the first in the books.
Right.
But,
which you kind of got because, you know, Iron Man designed
the If you're the introducing costume. Spider-Man, you want to keep him Spider-Man for a little while. And then right. maybe in a movie or two, you do the
Iron Spider.
You do the Iron Spider. So that was just a little thing I saw in the news. It was funny because you mentioned that.
Yeah,
Red Hulk, but you were close to that. Another thing in Marvel, Gambit lost its director.
Yay. I mean, oh,
Doug
shucks.
Liman, or Liman. He went on to, he's going on to direct an animated DC movie.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. It's just
DC's animated movies are awesome.
Yeah. They are. You know, they trade with everything. But 20th Century Fox has said that the movie is still slated to be released in 2017.
Good luck with that.
I don't know if I see that happening anymore. I love the Gambit character.
Me too.
But, you know, this just might be beating the dead horse and the yeah. movie might not come out.
I was just not happy with the cast.
It's just, well, it's just the one person.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That, it's just the one person. So,
this just seemed like a Gambit to start with. Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
So another thing I just wanted to mention because it's in our area, Super Troopers 2 is finishing up shooting. It's
yep.
the last week of shooting in Boston.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring that up because remember the movie was fan funded.
Yes, it was.
Yep. Yeah, it was fan funded. And if you funded a certain amount, you got tickets, you got swag, I guess. And then you got, in this case, you're an extra in the movie. So for those of you who donated to the movie, you know, I'm assuming a gold member or some type of member, they're filming and make sure you go be in your movie.
I hope we're not the ones breaking this to you.
No, yes, we better not be breaking it to you. But it was just a fun thing because they are filming in Boston and, you know, it's not rare that people film in Boston, but it's just cool.
Coming
that,
more common yeah, and common.
It's coming yeah. becoming on the more common. So. I don't know if anything's
Imagine
actually
if they
filmed
had common,
on the common
in the movie.
Do they film anything?
Common on the common?
Common on the common.
Yeah, they filmed a bunch like out in like Western Central Mass.
Yeah, there's no way.
Ghostbusters was filmed up there. I know.
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
Well, Ghostbusters was filmed like right outside of my office.
Yeah,
part of it.
Chinatown? Did they do a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Chinatown down or the downtown crossing, all up and around there.
Oh, really?
I don't know why.
You know, I'm surprised I didn't see him there either.
It was
a good year and a half ago, at least.
Yeah.
It was about a year ago. It was about a year ago.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
Somebody I know was an extra in that movie.
Oh.
He signed up to be an extra, and I broke the news to him. If you're an extra, you don't actually meet anybody.
All right. So let's do another thing. The Rock. So with Jumanji. Jumanji's coming out.
Right. And The Rock is in it.
The Rock has confirmed that it is not a reboot. It's a sequel.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but that means that maybe Robin Williams' character.
Kirsten Dunst isn't in it. Robin Williams.
We don't know if Kirsten Dunst is in it. We don't know.
Can David Alan Grier be in it? Because he was enjoyable.
Yeah, he's going to be back.
We have no
is that
idea.
Other guy alive?
No idea.
Which is
guy?
His father slash the hunter guy?
What
is
the hell is his name?
Oh, yeah.
Alan?
Yeah.
Isn't Alan the main character's name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He might be back. We don't know.
Listen, if you know if that guy's dead or not, just write to us at knightsofnerditude@gmail.com.
Well, you don't know if it's the character's name.
Well, no, I just,
Robin
we
Williams
just care
obviously
if the character,
is not going to be in it.
Right,
but.
The character, the dad, who's the actor?
Oh, gosh,
exactly. If you know who it is, write to us, please. We're having a brain fart right now. I don't feel like looking it up on my phone.
So do you think that rhino that was out of breath after the stampede is going to be in it?
How awesome would that be if it's just at the end of the second movie, this movie, there's just the rhino.
And he looks at the
just
screen
huffing and buffing, the same thing.
That's the end of the credits.
The end of the movie. That would be so funny.
He just says, "Welcome to my world."
I call it here. If they show the rhino, we should get credit for it. Good idea, Sam.
Now Samuel L. Jackson walks up to the Rhino. I'm assembling a select team.
It's the slow Rhino.
No, dude, the board game cinematic universe.
Oh God, no.
Ooh, that should be. We should come up with that for a segment.
Oh God!
Come up with movies.
Sort of did last.
Oh yeah, that's right. You guys did that.
Yeah,
oh,
we did.
That's right.
Tying Jumanji in with battleships. All right.
You know, so, there's just some asshole who's like, "Come on, there's got to be a way."
Connecting all the dots.
All right, let's move.
All he has to do is connect four.
That was just awful, man. Sam. I'm sorry.
All right.
That was awful.
All right, let's step it up here. Yeah. Back into Marvel. Let's get back into Marvel. Mary Jane is cast as Zendaya.
Yes.
Or Zendaya. Zendaya. From she is an actress on the Disney Channel.
She also does those Acme commercials.
Does she?
Yeah.
Sam would know.
No.
What are you trying to say?
That's a low blow.
But she is starring as Mary Jane in the movie. She's a African American young actress.
She is biracial.
Biracial. I'm sorry. How old is she?
That I don't know.
But either way, she's young. She's young, so she should fit the high school, you know, right. Kind of character base that they're trying to get around Spider-Man. I guess for some reason there's controversy about having a biracial Mary Jane.
It shouldn't really be
a big deal.
Sam, you're the Spider-Man guy. Go.
Does it matter?
No, like, doesn't matter at all.
I mean, it's not even like the main. Okay, like I can maybe see if you ever were like the main character, because they go into a lot of. Not even if
it's
it was
not
a
big
main
deal,
character.
Right?
No, it's not.
And the fan,
like,
it's
not
fan
like
boys.
There's any fucking superhero that's like, well. I mean, like, maybe if they had, like, an Asian Black Panther, that'd be a little weird.
Yeah. Well, though, I mean, his whole story is he's
a
the
white
Afri-
Black
he's
Panther,
an African
right.
prince. Yeah.
That'd be weird, a white guy playing the Black Panther.
Yeah. Well, yeah. South Africans, there are white South
well,
Africans.
Well, yeah, but...
So.
He's like some Englishman.
Yeah.
Just shows up, well, I'm the Black Panther now.
It shouldn't be a big deal.
No, and as long as her hair is red, I'm fine.
Okay.
Well, no, because Mary Jane has red hair. I'm sorry.
What if it's dyed red?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
She has red hair.
I don't care how she looks. I just, you know, give a little bit of an homage to the backstory. Just
right. No,
make sure she has a very similar to backstory to Mary Jane.
But she needs red hair.
Doesn't
okay.
No,
all right.
Yeah. Okay.
Literally,
okay.
That's all I'm saying.
If Sean, if that's what a character like that just boils down to you, then yeah. Okay. Sure.
Okay. The fact that she does Disney shows and we don't know how well her acting is, that could be a different thing.
Right.
So we don't really have
anything. Yeah, I have no. I know nothing of her. So
I'm a huge fan of Disney, but I just
we could go do some research and come back to you next week.
No.
Watch
we have a lot of stuff to catch up on. We need Dark Matter. We need these guys with the CW shows. All right. So another thing that came out, there is a pop-up restaurant coming to California. I believe it's in LA. It is the Star Wars Cantina.
Oh, I heard about that.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
How is it?
It's going to be, I forget how long it's going to be. It's going to be a couple or a few months. I would have came up with the dates, but we don't live on the West Coast, so they can deal with all that stuff. But it's an awesome idea. It's the Star Wars Cantina in, two movies. It was in two movies, right?
It was in the first.
Episode 4, and then they kind of redid it in the Force Awakens, but,
right.
You know, it's
yeah.
is what it is.
And it's in the Star Wars Holiday Special, because B. Arthur
is the... It's a cool concept. You can go. You have to reserve seats. And you know, tickets I guess include a couple drinks with your food, along with a souvenir mug or some weird shit like that.
I'm sure there'll be merch for sale.
Costumes are encouraged.
Yeah,
which is awesome, because you guys, whoever goes can dress as whatever and just go. And I'm sure you'll get all the good cosplay people going and stuff. So that would be sick. I can only imagine how good the pictures are going to be. Right?
I'm imagining somebody just showing up as Jabba the Hutt with like a slave girl and just being like, this is me.
So that was cool to see it because I didn't know about it until a couple days ago.
I feel like yesterday. I feel like this is one of those like Planet Hollywood kind of things where there's going to be one, but it's going to pop up all over the place.
Could be.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, a pop-up restaurant is like sort of by definition like a short-term thing.
Yeah, but I feel like this is going to like take off.
I wouldn't want it to.
Don't you think that over time, if it was there, it would be like 3 months that it's a pop-up restaurant?
I wouldn't be surprised if there's like a traveling road show.
That's what I would want. Okay, yeah. Because if it's a full-blown restaurant, imagine 5 years down the road or 10 years down the road, it might lose its luster. You know, probably won't get good service anymore. Certainly. It's just going to be half-assed. So if you do a pop-up, it's a hit.
Plus, no one's going to show up in cosplay at all.
You know, 5 years later, there probably won't. I mean, I'm sure you can reserve and that will be booked 5 years out, but, it's just going to lose it if it's a permanent restaurant. Yeah. I think I agree with John.
Traveling
pop-ups would be great.
We got that, like, Star Wars world coming to, Disney World?
Disney World, yeah.
When do we know when that is? Is that, like...
I don't even think they
broke ground on it.
No, they've only done, like, concept art and stuff. And well,
that's
I'm
a big undertaking.
I don't like Disney World. I'll go for that.
Another podcast. Maybe Why don't you like Disney World?
We should go when they're done. So we'll be, like, 45 years old.
That's fine.
And then we'll go to Harry Potter, and then we'll go to the Star Wars one, right?
Two-day event.
Take grandkids at that point.
Hang on. This is important. Why don't you like Disney World?
I'm not a huge theme park kind of person.
No,
and then,
it's not really, or at least when I went years ago, it's really not. Magic Kingdom is
Yeah. I mean, Animal Kingdom, I'll be like, yay.
That wasn't that good either.
Yeah.
Epcot was sick. But I would appreciate it more when you're older. You've been to Epcot, right?
Oh, dude, I fucking lived in Epcot.
All right, Epcot was awesome for 3 years. The food. The food in the restaurants and stuff.
They finally
that
caught
was
me.
Sick. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, props to all these people who absolutely love Disney. I mean, everybody's got to find that thing they're passionate about. And
chose something stupid. But,
But I mean, it's not my thing. Disney is just not my thing. I don't mind some Disney movies.
You also hate rides.
I'm not a huge fan of roller coasters.
Oh, well, it took me forever to get him on the swinging ship.
What about is Test Track too much of a roller coaster?
No.
Did you do Test Track?
I didn't go to that. I went to just Magic Kingdom.
Oh.
The only time I went.
You didn't do anything.
I was 17.
That went upside down.
I was 17 too. That's another thing. I went first time I went was at 17.
Yeah, I mean like I haven't gone since I was like 13.
You're right. So like I outgrew it by the time I got there. So
anyway,
you were all like angsty teenager, but like I hate fun.
All right. So there was the last thing I want to talk about in the news. A trailer came out this week, and it looks awesome. The Rings movie.
Yes, yes.
It is not a reboot. It is a sequel, which takes place after the second one. And it's the same concept. Watch a movie. 7 days later, you die. But the twist, I guess, with this movie is that it's quote-unquote rebirth.
Yeah.
Where she's trying to...
Come back
from the dead.
And she's coming through this girl.
It looks like.
Yeah,
the trailer
honestly,
looks like is that.
The part that like is really like fucked up is when it comes on in the plane. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, everybody... like. I'm like seeing this thing take off like digitally, like, you know, click of the button. It's like, oh, it's an ad on YouTube. Oh, what the fuck is this shit? And oh, you got 7 days.
Yeah.
Although right. I like how there's like, then the phone rings and it's a rotator, like one of those old fashioned phones.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm like, who has one of those in their house?
It's the people who go throwback. But the Ring movie, I think. I haven't seen Lights Out and I haven't seen The Witch this year, but I think The Ring was probably the latest, greatest horror movie we've ever had since it came out, like 2005, I think.
It was before that.
In high school, right?
Yeah, it was early 2000s.
Yeah.
With Naomi Watts.
No, it was 2000. It had to have been 2000.
It was early 2000s.
Yeah, either way, it was in high school.
Freaky.
Freaky fucking movie. And
yeah. There's only one
part. Awesome.
One part I will never watch, and it's unfortunately of the video. It's when the finger goes through, the nail goes through the finger. Oh, it gets me every time. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'll watch anything else. Just the finger going, like, going down and the nail going through. Oh, no.
It was so creepy when she climbs out the well.
Yeah.
Fucking eerie as hell.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Great movie.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
Great movie. Great. Don't get us wrong. Fantastic movie.
Never I think saw the Japanese best. Version or Korean movie.
Ringu.
Ringu.
No,
I heard it's even creepier.
I watched it without, I don't know why, but there was no sound on it. I think it was just doing something that was on TV. And it was okay. You know, I'm sure with sound it would have been better.
You didn't realize it was on and you like look up when it's that part of the movie where it's just the, like the well. I would like flip my shit.
Yeah,
like,
fuck that, man. I'm jumping out the window. No way. No way am I seeing that. I'd be disconnect all the phones.
It'd be like the scene from Scary Movie 3 where... was it Brenda goes all like WWE on her, like starts doing like body slams and like starts beating her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much? All right. So there's a blind guy in the trailer.
Yeah.
How much
and
do
it's,
you think
what's
he made
face?
Himself blind in oh, order God, not
yeah.
to watch
oh,
that
yeah.
movie?
Oh, God. Yeah. And it's what's his face? The guy from Criminal Intent. He was in
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yes. Him. And that gives me good hopes for it because I like stuff that he's in. He's done some pretty good stuff.
So you liked... Oh, yeah, Jurassic World was good.
Oh, yeah, Daredevil was good, too.
All right. So that movie looks awesome. Will we see it in theaters? We don't know.
I don't
maybe
I don't know.
It comes out October 28th.
Yeah,
comes out.
End of October. So
right before Halloween.
That's a perfect time for
that's
that
a
movie.
Good time for the movie. Yes. Yes, it is. All right. So that does it for news for this week. This week is Sean's turn.
Yay.
He has a list for us.
Okay.
And again, when we go over the list, you guys will probably put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you guys can actually write in your top five.
Yeah.
So anybody who's listening can put in their top five. Find us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, and you'll see all our lists. The Knights of Nerd, it's Knights of Nerditude or Facebook.com/Knights of Nerditude.
Yep.
You can also send us an email with your list and, we'll put it up on Facebook for all to see if we get them.
Yeah.
Or if we'll cipher through the weird
well,
ones.
Yeah.
But,
like Sam's.
Like Sam's. All right. So this week's list.
Okay.
Sean,
so
go ahead.
This week's list. So I was, you know, I was just thinking the other day and I was like, hey, what about robots? Robots are cool. So what are the top four or five, you know, the Mount Rushmore, as we've been putting it, for the past few podcasts. It's the what is the Mount Rushmore of robots in movies for you? So it doesn't have to be like the best ever. Like it's not what the critics think is the best. It's what we think is the best. So Sam, I'm going to start with the weird ones.
Oh, man.
So go from, well, I mean, these are in no particular order. That's why we always say Mount Rushmore, because, you know, one is always the same as the next. I mean, we're not trying to rank these or anything. So, Sam, what is your Mount Rushmore of robots?
Okay, so first one, I really enjoyed this movie. It wasn't a great movie, but I enjoyed it. Marvin from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes.
Depressed robot. Who's been given feelings, so he instantly becomes depressed.
Voiced by
Alan Rickman.
Correct.
Yeah. And Warwick Davis was in the
suit.
Yes.
Yes.
Just because he's adorable, Wally.
Yeah, Wally is pretty awesome. Yeah,
he's really adorable.
Great movie.
Yeah.
I'd say probably the greatest animated movie I've ever seen.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's up there. It's up there. Oh. But not the best. For me.
Yeah. Maybe that'll be
so,
next time.
So this one, I'm going to go out. It's actually from a silent movie, and I believe it's the first ever robot in a movie.
Ah.
Maria from Metropolis.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that one. I just had that feeling.
Yeah, I've seen that movie. It's a good movie. It's just, you have to be used to silent movies and that kind of era. So if you're not used to that, it's going to be a weird experience, and you'll probably not enjoy it. And you know, it's the first ever, time I believe a robot's been in a movie. It's a really great sort of sci-fi semi dystopian future and stuff, but check it out if you like old movies. And, just my last one, cause I think he needs to be mentioned, Mr. Roboto. I know he wasn't in a movie, but, you know.
It's close. That doesn't count. That's not in a movie.
Hey, he saves that guy.
All right.
Also, his name is Leroy, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Just blew John's mind.
What? For all those who are very confused on what Sam's talking about, it's Mr. Roboto by Styx, which is, you know, a rock opera, basically. Mr. Roboto. Yeah. So anyways, Chris, let's listen to your... And
I had five.
That's fine. Four or five. That, you know,
you can have a Mount Rushmore alternate.
Yeah.
Well, you know, somebody decided to change it, so I had to cross
off. I didn't
off
never one. Change it. I said robots from movies. You took that as animatronics from movies.
Okay, well, Bruce from Jaws is a great robot.
Right, but he's not an actual robot from a movie.
Close enough.
No, he's not.
It's close enough. All right, so starting on my list.
How do you know it's not a robot shark?
So starting... Just
it's not called Robo Jaws.
So I have Wall-E.
Oh, okay.
Obviously. It's adorable. I have Tom Servo and Crow T.
Ooh. Okay.
So it's not really a movie, but it is a movie.
Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, that's right. They had the movie. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Island Earth.
I chose those two.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Good.
No love for Gypsy or Camba?
No. No, no.
The Cubs lost again.
So my other one is the T-800 in Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's a good call.
R2-D2.
Of course.
And finally, the Iron Giant.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to have all completely different answers, which it's a good list.
Yeah, that's always
good. I think there's only one carryover so far.
So far is Wall-E. John?
All right. My first one, and this is sort of like a group of robots, so I'm kind of squirting the rules a little bit here.
That's fine.
But the robots from...
Robots?
Full cast.
When you first send us the text of this, I was like, so we got to pick it from the movie Robots? Or?
That's my first thought was, I'm just going to say robots.
What the fuck? Oh, so yeah. So the robots from The World's End.
Okay.
They're not
robots.
They're aliens.
You see, the word Robotnik is actually...
That's what I was hoping you would say.
The only thing I can think of when I think of that movie. Yeah.
It's Check for Slave.
I think that was an underrated movie, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was funny.
It took my second time through to actually, like, understand what was... Because, like, the first time through, I think I was, like... I was trying to analyze it. The second time through, I knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, it's, like, exactly like Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
And even then, Hot Fuzz, which I think is more an out-and-out comedy, like, you get, like, all the references, the, like, before and after stuff the second time, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, we need another Edgar Wright, like,
Penn.
Sean Penn.
No. Damn. I was going to say Sean Penn, too. God damn it. You really fucked me up. Sean Pegg. And Nick Frost. We need another three-peat there.
Those would be still interesting movies. Sean Penn was in them.
Is that my robot in there? Anyways. Oh, man. We got way off car, of course. I'm going to go with my third choice here is going to be Data.
Okay.
From Next Generation, just a classic character, the Spock of Next Generation, if you will. Beloved by all, and Brett Spinner is very adamant that he'll never play him again. and then, oh shit, what was my second one? Oh, from Prometheus is David.
Okay.
Which I watched like the first half of Prometheus lately. I forget, like, that's just like a solid... Like, the opening of that movie is pretty great. Like, the sort of payoff at the end kind of doesn't really live up to the first hour of the movie. But that first hour is, like, really good.
Yeah.
And then my fourth one here. Guys, I actually have a video cue just because...
You mean audio?
Well,
it's... Video for us. It's audio also for a video, you people.
But, yes, the audio cue.
Just imagine it.
From the movie Blade Runner.
Oh,
I know who you're talking about. I've
seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion.
Now, what's this actor's name?
God.
I watched sea beams.
Rutger Hauer. Rutger.
Dark need a 10 hours a gate.
I fucking just love this line, like this scene. Hang on.
All those moments.
I love how John's like mouthing the words too.
He's so smiley right now.
Oh yeah.
Anybody can see him.
Oh, we can.
Like,
okay. We're not listening in 5 minutes. Believe me.
Okay, I'm good.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. So, yeah.
So, yeah, I'll go with Roy Batty.
You just got immediately satisfied with that.
Satisfied is a funny word, but yeah, sure.
The facial expressions you were making.
He was, like, mouthing every word of that speech.
So you know, just
somebody else. Sorry, go on.
Throw this out there. What's your feelings on them making a sequel?
Oh, I'm so fucking in.
Really?
Because the guy who did it is like my new favorite director, Denis Villeneuve, who did like Sicario and Prisoners and Arrival.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, yeah, dude, I'm pretty in on Blade Runner too. I think
that movie just doesn't feel like it needs a sequel.
The story doesn't need to be continued, but the world I very much like. There's plenty of that world to explore.
Hmm.
All right.
Like, okay. I mean, I'll take that over fucking the other shit they throw out there.
Yeah, I guess so.
So they're also, I don't know if you guys ever heard this one, but there's a theory that the world of Alien and Blade Runner is the same world.
Ooh.
Oh, that's interesting.
In the same universe. I guess it's not really the same world because it's one's like out in space, but
same universe. Okay. I will be willing to accept that because you really don't see Earth at all in the Alien movies.
Nope.
So yeah, I'm fine with accepting that.
Was that your?
That was his list.
That's my four.
So here's my four. So I basically ranked mine because you know why not? My number four, Johnny Five, from Short Circuit. Love that.
That's his name.
Basically, the original Wally. The original Wally.
He picked up trash?
No, but he, you know. Basically, you look at the design of the two, and you're like, oh, wow, they're just 20 years apart. Plus,
did he also want to bang an iPhone?
A round iPhone.
Yeah.
My number four.
Just wanted to hold hands.
It's robot
Let's
banging.
Stay G-rated, okay?
That's robot banging.
That was a G-rated movie.
And he really liked pop music and stuff. I feel like I've seen this. I've seen the second one like 500 times just because it was on HBO at the time.
Oh, Short Circuit
2? I was like a kid. Yeah. And I would just watch the same thing over and over again. I don't think I've ever actually seen like all of the first one.
The first one, if you've never seen Short Circuit, watch it. It's definitely a great, great sci-fi movie.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just saying just in general. I was like looking around the room and Sam and John were both somehow looking at you.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if something was going
we're
on.
Well, secretly, I have not seen that movie. So
yeah.
Judging you.
Yeah. So that would be my number three. Surprisingly, number two, R2-D2. Like, I'm surprised he was only on one other person's list here. This is R2-D2. This is like the greatest droid from Star Wars.
Why?
But if from Star Wars.
No, seriously, why?
Why what?
Why is R2-D2 the greatest droid from Star Wars?
Name somebody better.
C-3PO. No, really.
Just no,
like, I mean, like, I saw it, like, okay, you know.
This is R2-D2 because basically, he's got a mind of his own. He's never been rebooted.
Remember that droid in the torture chamber of Jabba's palace? That one.
The one who puts the
wait,
like
no he has
Sam EV99. It's EV99.
He has been rebooted. They wiped the memories clean.
No, not on R2-D2 because that's how he remembers who's Obi-Wan Kenobi is. He's never had his memory reboot. Erased.
I think they. I don't.
No,
he never has.
He has never gotten it erased.
Did they say that? Did they like explicitly say like not have it erased in the third one?
In episode, I believe 7, they mentioned that.
Yeah, they remember them mentioning that.
Because never had it rebooted, so that's why he's in shutdown mode till Luke comes back. Like,
okay.
Anyone else imagine this conversation between two R2-D2s?
Now,
I don't know.
Anyways.
That high-pitched one was you being all like, pissy about him, like, not liking R2-D2. Oh,
okay, thanks, Sam.
All right, number three.
Anyways, well, no, this would be my number four. This is my number one. My favorite robot. Yeah, because...
Is this ascending?
Oh, no, sorry. I skipped number three.
This would be the third one, right?
Number three would have been Iron Giant, which was already mentioned. Sorry, that's why I skipped it. Great movie. Like, sleeper, because, like, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, it's going to be nothing. And then when I actually watched it, I was like, that was a great movie.
So did everyone else.
I know. And then years later, like 10 years later, I was like, oh, that was Vin Diesel? it just keeps popping out new stuff. But my number one, which is my favorite, one of probably easily on like my mantle of like greatest sci-fi movies I enjoy.
Bicentennial Man?
No. Robbie the Robot from... Forbidden Planet. Leslie Nielsen. That is easily one of my favorite movies of all time, which is Shakespeare's The Tempest set in space.
In space!
And it is literally a great movie. It's a classic. And if you've never seen it and you love sci-fi, definitely watch it. Because it deals with like the id and the ego and like, oh man, it's great. But Robbie the Robot's awesome. I love Robbie. Anyways.
Okay. Yeah.
Dead silence. No one's... Sam, you've seen it.
No, yeah. It's been a few years since I've seen that, so I don't have much comment on that.
It's been a long time since I've seen
that
movie.
The planet. It was forbidden.
Leslie Nielsen was in it, you know?
Well, like my whole thing with that was like, I don't remember Robbie being that important to the plot.
No, but it was like... It was a robot. It was like an actual like robot. It wasn't like a person like C-3PO where it's human shaped.
Robbie was human shaped.
He had arms and legs and like that dome. Like he didn't really look like a person. But it's still Robbie the Robot. It was awesome. Which I'm very surprised nobody said what's its face from the Lost in Space. Well, I should say I'm surprised Sam didn't say that.
You have to think about what movie that was from.
Lost in Space.
Yeah, and that movie was like trash.
And we're talking about Sam here.
No.
I had Mr. Roboto. What else do you want from me?
How many Lost in Space movies were there?
One.
And it was the one with...
He only like comes to life at the end.
The Friends guy,
right? He's there the entire
time.
Listen, he'll be there for you.
No, that was a bad robot.
I know. I'm surprised. I'm just saying. I'm surprised Sam didn't say it.
Knows what a bad robot
is. Yeah, he's also the guy who says U-Bowl is like his favorite director.
That's true.
I was about to say, you're lucky my list did not include U-Bowl. I just don't remember him actually directing a robot movie.
See, exactly my point.
All right, so that's it for your list?
That's it for my
list.
That's
a pretty good list. All right, we'll put this topic up on Facebook, so that way you guys who are listening can actually... We'll put it up there, and then you guys can fill in your list. And you know, if we get around to it, we'll put our previous list up there as well.
Yeah.
And we'll take some feedback on that one. So you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude. And you can send us an email at theKnightsOfNerditude@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at KON Podcast. And we are...
We're working on a website.
Working on the website, yes. Yeah. We just started working on it. We have the domain and everything, and we're trying to set it up so that way it works well for everybody. So we'll be working on some content for that, and hopefully that should be up this weekend if we get time to do it. And we will also be trying out a YouTube channel.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for that.
We'll post it online as soon as we can get around to it. And
just butchered that ending. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. We're wrapping up for tonight anyway. Yeah, so that does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Adios.
Good night.